We would like to welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today on this Mother's Day. We're so glad to have our moms with us today, and we're going to be honoring them at the end of the morning worship service today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Ruth chapter 2, and specifically one verse of Scripture that stands out concerning the account that's given to us of Ruth returning back to the land of promise with Naomi. And she goes to Naomi and says, "Now let me go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace." In other words, let me go see if I can find someone that will allow me to glean in their field and be able to bring home something for us to eat. And verse 3 says, "And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech." That was Naomi's husband. And that phrase there, "her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz." I could not help but think in relationship to Mother's Day, and specifically a daughter-in-law who follows her mother-in-law back to the land of promise, of how God was working and leading and guiding. I think we need to understand that it was not a series of coincidences happened and she happened to come to Boaz's field. That's not at all. A translation of the Hebrew there, and I found this recently as I was studying, what was ordained happened. What was ordained happened. What a beautiful picture of God working in this lady's life. Ruth was to become a part of the godly line from which Jesus Christ would be born. She would be the great-grandmother of David, king of Israel. God allowed a Moabite young lady to come into favor with Naomi, to marry Naomi's son to pass away, Naomi's husband to pass away, and then Ruth be joined with Naomi and a desire not just to follow her back to the land and be with her, but she says to Naomi that your God may be my God. What a testimony here. And Naomi's God became Ruth's God, and Ruth's God led her to Boaz's field, and little did she know that she would be the wife of Boaz one day. What a beautiful picture. Is this a series of coincidences? Absolutely not. Now, I want to offer some encouragement to our young ladies that are here this morning. I stand against these online dating services, and I'll tell you why. Because it takes God out of the mix. Ruth found her soulmate in Boaz, and God put them together. What was ordained happened. I still believe that God is in the pairing business. Do you? I pray for our young ladies here at church. I pray that God will lead you to the young man that He has ordained for you. And Ruth wasn't really even looking, was she? She was not on the pathway, "I've got to find me a husband." But whenever you submit yourself to God's plan and will, God will bring into your life the greatest blessings that you could ever hope or imagine, because then what He ordains happens. And Ruth found her husband, and she, by God's favor and grace, became the great-grandmother of David. And she was in the godly line of the Messiah. Things that she was not seeking for, but things that God brought into her life because she had sheltered herself under His wings. And that's going to be the message this morning. I hope and pray that you will be attentive, young ladies and moms, but also young men. Here, you need to look at the qualities of a Ruth, and you need to set those as your standard. Because they just happen to be God's standards. That's what they happen to be. If you're not looking for what God wants for you, then you're not going to get what God wants because you're not looking for what He wants. But if you desire to have a Ruth, young men, God will bring you one. If you want God's will to be done in your life. I just praise the Lord for the book of Ruth on this Mother's Day. What a testimony we find here of young ladies and older ladies who gave themselves to the Lord. And God worked in a miraculous way in their lives to bring to pass His will and His purposes.